The very first. Back we go in time for another famous or not so famous first. Today's episode is The Molasses Disaster. One of the strangest floods of all times once led to a sticky situation in Boston. On the 15th of January in 1919, at the Purity Distilling Company, a holding tank filled with more than 2 million gallons of molasses exploded, spewing forth a 15-foot tidal wave of the sweet, thick substance down the streets of Boston. Now, this would be a comical situation if it weren't for the fact that 21 people died, and 150 others were injured in the incident. One young schoolboy named Anthony D'Estacio heard his mother calling but couldn't answer because his mouth was full of molasses. He was carried along by the flood, fainted, was mistaken for dead. He eventually awakened to his horror among a pile of corpses. Anthony's sister wasn't as lucky. She drowned in a syrupy deluge. The court decided that the holding tank that exploded had been poorly designed and fined the Purity Distilling Company $1 million, which was a huge sum in 1919. The money was distributed among the families of the victims and owners of property damaged in the molasses disaster. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.